Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I am super, super excited tonight. I'm we've got one of my favorite people in the whole wide world of coolness and rock and rock promotion and metal and journalism and fashion and all of that. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome, like I said, one of my favorite people. Mrs. Allison Metal Babe Cohen. Allison, how are you?
Hi, Jamie. I am amazing, and I'm so happy to be on this show with you again tonight. So thank you for having me back.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know we were going to have you like every 3 months or something like that. I think it's been about that, hasn't it? Or I don't know. You know,
we
I'm all confused with the COVID. We're pretty much on track, I think. Maybe a month off. It's crazy. All the days seem the same now, you know. The only good thing is I love your posts. That keeps me going, Allison. It keeps me going because you've got so much cool stuff happening and funny stuff.
Well, that makes me happy. You know, I try to find the positivity in every situation. You know, of course, I'm always trying to promote, you know, with either Metal Babe or the bands I'm working with, but I also try to just find positivity and, you know, share some love and sunshine, you know, with everybody as well. So I'm happy that you like that.
Absolutely. 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 We were, right before we came on the air, when we were off mic, we were talking about you, you did those videos with Katie. Your friend Katie, I guess it was, I didn't realize there were five of them, but man, they were hilarious. I loved the tattoo video, especially the social distancing where you went to her apartment, or she went to your, I can't remember, but you guys met up and it was hilarious. I was cracking up. Very, very cool stuff.
So of the five videos, three were with Katie. And then I actually learned video editing because of, you know, having extra downtime. So two of the videos I did all by myself.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so
I know your
Katie,
husband
like said,
has a background in that. He's
he
probably going to
be
worried
now. At work.
I got
nah, he only does it at
He's
work.
Not doing it at
all. I got to do it. Exactly. I got to take care of it at home, and now I have to bother him less, which is great. But, yeah, like you said, with Katie, we did, I believe, three different videos. The first one was we did was St. Patrick's Day, and that was really fun because – I'm sure you know this, and, you know, most people who pay attention or follow, because, you know, I love any chance to get out and celebrate and dress up, and St. Patrick's Day has always, my entire life, been an excuse to wear some green, drink some green beer, have some fun, and, you know, for the first time, you know, since I was 21, I couldn't do this. So we made a point with Katie and our other friend Jessica Wilson to get together and celebrate anyways. And we just had an amazing time. We wore green. We did our hair. You know, it was kind of as everything changed. But we still made a point to get together and have fun and document
See?
It for everybody who wasn't able to do that.
I'm telling
and then,
you,
yeah, as you mentioned, the tattoo video. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, there's a famous quote, I think it was by the author Heinlein, and he said, no girl, no woman in her heart ever ages beyond 18, you know, and it's, I can see you guys hanging out and doing your thing, and I bet the, some Bon Jovi was playing on the old hi-fi whilst all this was going on, you know, a fun girl night. On video, no less,
totally.
For all to watch. That's
yes.
cool. So the second one was a tattoo video.
Yeah, and this is something I had in mind for a couple of years now, just because I've got quite a few tattoos, as you know, some of you may know, and I've always had it in my mind that I wanted to do a tattoo video, because honestly, some of them don't mean anything. It's just because I like it, but quite a few of them have a very significant meaning. And so I always had this idea where I wanted to do a tattoo video and share my stories. When Katie and I started talking about this, we decided that we would not only do that, but we would both get tattooed live at the same time and then, you know, make it a comedy. So that's what we ended up doing. We ended up having our tattoo artist, my tattoo artist of a long time, Colin, come over to my apartment where it was safe and tattoo both Katie and I, you know, where we documented a lot of the video. And then after we healed, we got together and we talked about, you know, our tattoos we already had, you know, and had a lot of fun with it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. I think it was a great video. I'm happy to have it out there.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we'll be putting a link up. They're on your YouTube page, I believe, right?
On Katie's. They're all on Katie's YouTube page. So if you go to YouTube, okay. It's KatiRausch. So if you go to that YouTube page with these three videos, and the third one that we did, which is still very relevant today, is we did a video about social distance, friendship, and dating.
Hilarious.
And how you can still, you know, maintain your friends being safe. And we added some comedy. That's what we do. But we had a really fun night where she came over and kind of made it like a little date night where we had dinner and a movie and we cooked together and we were safe, but we were funny. And I think it came out great. After I told Katie that I was going to be talking about it on the show, she started putting together these little teaser clips. So she even put up one today about us cooking in the kitchen. And yesterday where we were on the couch, you know, throwing a bag of chips across the couch so we're staying 6 feet apart. So, yeah, those are all really fun, and those are all on the Katie Rausch YouTube channel.
Nice. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be putting links up to that channel as soon as the show's over on all of my social media, my blog, all of that. So you can get to it right away, and we'll be adding a link also on the show page. So it'll just a click away.
Yes, thank you.
You can watch the hilarious.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the other I did on my own, and I started learning video editing, as I mentioned. So I put out first thing I did was, you know, when kind of everything went down and nobody could see live music, you know, as we all know, I try to be the positive inspiration or as positive as I can. So my writer, who we've talked about before, his name is Dominic Boris Lee. We are, you know, he's been writing for me about a year now. With this column, we decided to put on an online event called the Locked on Rockdown. That was April 17th. And we got over 40 artists, not only musicians, but we had people telling stories and comedians. And it was this major event that we put together on YouTube over 10 hours of live entertainment. And we put that all together on our own. And that is on the Metal Babe Mayhem YouTube channel. But that's a great way, you know, to keep music and entertainment alive from your own home, which so many people are doing. And then the other one I did which is my first, you know, real time editing on my own, was I decided to show some of my concert tickets, because I've got now 9 albums of concert tickets and ticket stubs and set lists from concerts I've been going to since I started going to concerts in 1986. So I put together this video, and I wish it had, you know, more of exposure. Hopefully people who hear about it now maybe go check it out. But I had a lot of fun, you know, doing the video and the editing and sharing my story. So I've been busy.
That's cool. This whole
thing hasn't slowed me down.
Well, I think it's cool on many levels. It's cool that you, you know, put all that together and everything. And it's also cool that you keep all your concert stubs. Growing up, everybody used to do that, I remember, and, you know, it's cool to see that it's still happening, because, man, I can't even imagine. How many concerts have you been to? I mean, any idea, like a ballpark? It's got to be in the thousands or something, I would imagine.
Well, I started in 86, but, you know, I was just a little young child at that point, so I didn't start, you know, regularly till, you know, quite a few years later. No, I mean, honestly, I don't think it's that high. I mean, unless you count festivals, you know, where I see 100, 200 bands. If I do, you're right, definitely. Yeah, I'm probably well over 1,000. But as far as individual events, probably about, you know, maybe 500, 600, rough guess.
Oh, okay, only.
But, you know, I mean, I'm at two or three or four a week, you know, for quite a few years now. But one thing is, here in LA, you know, since I work with so many bands and clubs, I don't get ticket stubs, and it's kind of a bummer. So when I go to the Whiskey and I go to the Rainbow and the Key Club when it was around and Petey's Place, I see all these bands and I don't get ticket stubs. So, you know, every now and then I'll grab a set list or, you know, some kind of memorabilia I can
march
that night with. But I would say I'm probably missing, you know, in my 9 albums, I'm probably missing, you know, probably a couple hundred shows that I don't have a ticket stub for. But I do have many, and I am considering, you know, doing another album again because, you know, in the one I did, I basically kind of give a sneak peek of 86 to 2020 and just kind of showed a couple events in every year. So I'm thinking of doing another one, maybe from the first 10 years at some point this summer.
That's amazing. One of the cool things, ladies and gentlemen, you may know that if you know Allison, you'll know this will not surprise you. If you don't, this is very cool. Not only does she go to these shows, you have to understand, knowing Allison, she also usually meets the band and, you know, becomes friends with them and hangs out and, you know, all of this and that. you know, you are... just all over the place. And I think it's like, that's the dream every kid had, you know what I mean? And you're living that dream, which is amazing. That's very cool.
And it's a whole different,
you know,
it's a whole different level now too, because that's exactly what I did. You know, when I was 15 years old and I was going to concerts and I would stand outside a tour bus, but all those bands that when I was, you know, 15 to 19 years old, first going to concerts, now I know those bands. So now I don't have to stand outside a tour bus, kind of gone. But now, you know, I can interview them. I can email their managers. I can set it up. So it's like this whole crazy full circle thing where I'm so grateful and appreciative of. But yes, I mean, it is amazing. I mean, that I am able to have met and been in contact with all the musicians I love. I'm very grateful.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool. And, you know, Allison, like I said at the beginning of the intro of the show, Allison is just cool, turned up to 10. I got to tell her this. I wasn't going to, but I have to just because it's so cool. And I mentioned it on Facebook before, too. So when Danny and I got married, we got this crazy gift in the mail from Allison and Grant, her husband. And I was like, oh, what's this? And I had mentioned one time, I think, about Gates Barbecue, Kansas City, St. Louis area. Allison sent me a bunch of Gates Barbecue sauce. And, yeah, we used it. It was delicious. Thank you so much, Allison.
You're welcome. Cool, you're Jamie, 10. This is... I appreciate that, but this is seriously, and anybody, again, who knows me, and I know several of them are listening now, knows that my secret talent is listening to people and picking up those subtle hints when somebody says they like something, want something, need something. I make a note in my mind to remember that. And another weird thing about me is I am a freak about birth dates, and I will know everybody's birth date, and I don't know your phone number, I know your social security number. I'm a crazy person about numbers. So I put these two things together. So throughout my life and throughout my day, anytime I hear somebody say something they want, I say, oh, make a note for their birthday, and, you know, and then they forget about it because they just said in 2 seconds of passing, I remember, and then I surprise them like I did with you, and I'm so happy that you like that.
Oh, my gosh, I did, and like I said, I posted all over about it, and it was this happened right because it was weird because we got married, like, I don't know, like a week or two before everything happened, you know,
mm-hmm.
And we went to Danny's folks for a barbecue, and this is right before everything happened, and it was like our last social thing we did. And they're like, well, we're making ribs. And they called us. It was so funny because they called us. They said, hey, can you stop at the store? We're out of barbecue sauce. And I'm like, oh, no, we're not going to the store. I'm going to hit you people to something really good. So there we go. That's everybody loved it. Big hit, of course.
That's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was, you know, it was a good memory, too, especially when all this happened. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Elvay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
I wanted to, I didn't want to make light of when you were, you know, when talking about the 10-hour lockdown that you did with Demonic, any plans for doing something like that, something again like that? Because that's a big deal. I didn't realize 40 bands or 40
honestly,
people, I should say.
I don't know.
How do you organize
Boris
that?
And I had a lot. I call him Boris, even though he goes by Demonic Boris Lee. But we had a lot of technical difficulties. It was a learning curve.
Ah.
Things didn't go out as they hoped. Some things were off schedule. Some things didn't work. It was basically like a 30-hour job for me to get this out there. And I think in the end, it worked out, and I learned some things. But I don't really know if there's a true benefit to do something like that again. And then ideally things are opening up again, and it was more for when everybody was truly locked down. And I know a lot of areas are
right.
Open for live music within the next month or two. So maybe, you know, if it comes up again and an opportunity seems right. But it was a lot of work and it was a lot of stress, and the payoff I don't honestly think was as much as I had hoped for. But I'm always open again. If there's a way to help
people
get music out there, I'm in.
I gotcha. I wouldn't feel too crazy about it. I mean, you know, it's like when a band plays in Vegas, you know, at a little venue, you know, you're going up against 100 million things the same time. You know what I mean? Everybody was locked in, sure, but everybody was doing stuff. You know what I mean? It was there's been a lot going on. You've handled lockdown real well, as far as fashion goes and beauty and all of that. Everybody else, all the other hosts and movers and shakers, have looked real rough You know, I feel bad for Trevor Noah at Comedy Central. Come on, Trevor. Use a razor. You gotta.
Well, you know, I was really
Allison's looking fabulous.
Taking this, I don't honestly know what you're talking about, but I can tell you what, and this is something I did want to bring up too, is I've really taken these last few months to truly focus on my health and fitness, and I'm like a psycho. I swear to God, I don't put anything to eat in my mouth unless I know how many calories is it, how many carbohydrates, how many protein grams. I am working out 5 to 6 days a week. I'm walking over 10,000 steps, and I'm traveling
wow.
right now. I've been on the road for 7-8 days today, and I have to up on this. So I am very hardcore about, you know, health and fitness. So, you know, I appreciate that it shows, you know, definitely, because I'm working very, very hard on it.
No, absolutely. You've been getting me through it. Like we were talking before we came on the air, I had that little hiccup where I wound up in the hospital for a week. And, yeah, they put me on that low-carb diet. You know, they said, oh, no. Here you go, Jake. Enjoy oatmeal without sugar in it. You know, it's
get
crazy.
Some honey or get
but,
some agave. Those are both great options.
You know,
other than sugar.
What did Danny get me? The Splenda or Stevia or I don't know. It's in a green.
Yeah,
pack,
Stevia's
like
good.
Thing.
And then I was hearing about monk sugar. I've been hearing is actually another good option too. I haven't tried it yet, but
really?
Stevia and monk, and they're not like the bad, you know, stuff that aspartame gives you cancer. I think both of them are actually good and natural.
Well, that's what I'm on, man. But whenever I get the cravings, I always think to myself, I say, you know what? I can have just a finger dip of the Gates barbecue sauce to get me through, and I'll think of Allison and be strong.
There you go.
There we go, and I'll do some aerobics, and it'll be wonderful. No, I don't do the aerobics, but I am thinking about buying a bike, though. I'm on this bike kick, so I don't know. That's my weird life. But the cool thing is you do all this, and you mentioned you're traveling. I saw on your Facebook page the other day, you and Grant, are you guys not in LA right now? Because he was on the show last
night.
We're in
Wenatchee.
Really?
We're in Wenatchee, which is kind of about a 3-hour drive from Seattle inland. It's just where his family lives.
Oh.
So I'm in their front yard. Well, they're having a big party on this thing, by the way. I left the dinner party to walk the yard and talk to all you lovely people. But it's beautiful here. There's mountains. There's real clouds. We went hiking today. It's just a really nice area, and it's away from the crazy in Seattle, and it's just kind of just a peaceful, nice neighborhood that we're staying
nice.
In this week.
Well, it was, you know, I mean, when all this other stuff started happening, too, the protests and everything, you know, I worry, you know me, I worry about everything, but I watch too much of the news is what it is. And, you know, I was thinking about all my friends in these bigger cities and whatnot. I'm in the suburbs, so I don't, you know, nothing happens here. We had a protest, I think like 6 people were at it. We're just a little sleepy beach town. But I worry about people, you know, in L.A. and whatnot and in these bigger metro areas. My friends and stuff, I want them to be okay and not be in the middle of something, you know. So I'm glad to hear you guys are up north. Nice, beautiful area.
Thank you. You know, that was kind of what drove us to leave town, since LA seems to be a slower from reopening than a lot of other areas. Since leaving LA, I ate in a real restaurant in Eugene. I sat in a restaurant without a mask and I ate food. That was amazing.
Wow. Well,
you know,
you go.
I've gone in the
there
grocery
you
store, you know, it was just the things in life you never, you know, prior to 3 months ago, would think that you would say and appreciate, you do, but I'm happy to go in grocery stores and restaurants like a normal person again, and being able to travel has allowed me to do that. So I'm grateful to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. I was just on the news. They're opening, I guess our music venues are going to open next week here in South Florida, but the strip clubs opened up yesterday. So apparently that's a different
cleaner than music
type
venues,
of entertainment.
I guess, is that why? Strip
yeah.
clubs are cleaner than
I
music.
Guess. I guess, you know.
Okay.
They always smell like bleach, but, oh, that's a terrible joke. I shouldn't say that. anyhow, no, I don't know. I guess there's no dancing, like, people together. Although, there's always girls dancing together at every strip club I've ever. Not that I've been to that many. Anyhow, back to the show.
We've got some cool tracks queued up to, for tonight's show. First one is a band I really like a lot. You can hear a full interview with them if you go to the show and archive from last night, Cooter Brown. I think Allison likes them a lot as well.
You could say that. So, yes, as Jamie said, Cooter Brown was on last night. But what I wanted to play tonight, so we could talk maybe a little bit after, was my personal favorite song in the album, Goodbye to Them. So let's go ahead and play Cooter Brown, Goodbye to Them.
Absolutely. Here it is, everybody. Check this out. And that, everybody, was Cooter Brown, Goodbye to Them. What a track. Allison, I got goosebumps last night when the guys were telling me about this track and we played it. That's a great song. That's a great track. Fantastic track.
Yes. Yes, it is. And the reason I wanted to play it tonight is because Grant and I actually wrote the lyrics to that song together. about our combined experiences from moving to the Midwest. Yeah. So we both, you know, we moved it several times. He moved out here about 2 years before I did. But we both moved to the Midwest. And I mean, I'm sorry, we both moved from the Midwest to Los Angeles. So we wrote that song together a few years ago. And then, you know, finally one thing led to the next, and we were able to get it recorded and put on their debut EP. So I'm super excited to have the songwriting credit and my story shared on that song.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Oh, yeah, it was, you know, and I was, they were telling me about that last night, you know, about, you know, the song basically being about when you move away, you know what I mean? And you don't know what's going to happen. And it's, and you're leaving friends and security and maybe safety, you know what I mean? I thought about that for hours after the show last night,
really?
You know, say again.
I have kind of a different situation probably than most, but I didn't leave home until I was 27. Like most people, you know, are anxious to get out of there. But, you know, I basically have a great family. I love my parents. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was 22, actually, let me back up a little bit. I graduated high school at 17, mm-hmm. which I was like, oh, I'm a year earlier than everybody else. I'm going to take a year off. But then I got an odds test. So all of a sudden, 5 years went by, and I'm 22, and I'm like, okay, great. You know, I've traveled the United States. I've had these great adventures. And I was at a crossroads. Do I move in with my boyfriend or do I go to college? And I chose to go to college, thank God. So I went to college. I got my degree and I moved here. So I literally went from my parents to my first apartment in LA by myself. I lived there 1 year and then I met Grant,
wow.
You know, I've been with him ever since. But that was it. I had like my 1 year, you know, on my own here in LA. Which a friend hooked me up, and I made some of the, you know, closest friends of my life I'm still friends with during that year. So I think different than a lot of people, you know, get out of the house as soon as they can. You know, my parents are very supportive, and
right.
they allowed me to get my bachelor's.
That's a smart way to do it, though.
I moved.
I'm telling you, you did it the smart way because, you know, I'm sure you had food to eat, you know, quarters for the laundromat. You know, No, when you move out when you're 17, oh, man, times get desperate.
Well, yeah, I couldn't even imagine. Yes, I had my quarters.
Whoa. Yeah, exactly. That's important, man. People don't realize. I remember, oh, man, my first apartment didn't even have a stove. I had an apartment when I was like a kid, like, you know, 17, 18, like that. Didn't have a refrigerator. I was living in Boston, and the window had two, like, panes of glass. And there was a little, like, 3-inch space in between them. And I used to put, like, a little thing of milk and stuff like that in between that. That was my refrigerator. And it was wintertime, so it kept it cold. But, yeah,
oh,
times
wow.
were desperate, man. Yeah, it was like poverty in a, like, Dickens sense, you know? It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wish I would have done like Allison and been smart. When
yeah.
I moved out, you know?
Well, you know. And I know I've said this before, as I didn't want to be the fallen angel. Everything I do is based on music. And Poison came out of Fallen Angel. When that song came out, I said, when I was a kid, I said, I want to be the fallen angel, but I don't want to be the fallen angel. And then in 2000 on Hollywood, when they had the Shooting Star song come out, which, you know, I call Fallen Angel 2, it was about the girl that makes it. And that was literally right when I graduated college, and I said, I'm moving. I'm going to be the shooting star. I'm doing it now. And I think if I would have done
sign.
It at 17, I would have failed. I would have been in St. Louis with a bunch of kids. Who knows what would happen? But I'm glad that wasn't
oh,
what happened.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because when you get a little some footsteps behind you, you can look back and you can see those moments. You know, at the time you don't see them at all. You're like, okay, this is a major turning point in my life. Right? I mean, sometimes you do, but most times you don't until you look back and you're like, oh man, I made the right call there. You know, or I'm sure there's some people look back and go, oh, I should have turned left at Albuquerque. That was bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're glad you are where you are. It's amazing. You have an amazing life, you know, and you do all this stuff. We were talking a little bit off mic about one of the things I really liked is you know, you're on quarantine, you're at home and whatnot. You decided, well, I've got my merch here with me. I'm not doing shows and festivals. There's no booths happening. I'll turn my living room into a booth. And you did. And it had like an online show. It's like QVC for cool stuff. I was amazed.
You know, I like that.
They were very cool.
Call the next one that QVC for cool stuff. And I'm so happy that it worked out like that because you know, I'm sure there's several people who do understand, but the amount of work that goes into me taking everything that I own for Metal Babe Mayhem and setting up a booth somewhere, it's not like you just snap your fingers and it shows up. It's literally a full day of preparation, a full day of working, a full day of taking out. We're talking, you know, a 72-hour project. To do it in my house, I skipped the first and the third step, and I skipped the fee. So I finally figured out, you know, a way to be able to showcase my merchandise, be up close and personal with people from all over the world who are interested, and have a individual sale. So I'm so grateful and excited that I came up with the idea. And as Jamie said off air, I think I'm going to do this and hold me to it. But first week of July, I'm thinking of doing it again with some live models. So instead of just having the merchandise in my living room, I'm also going to look into having some live models. So if somebody in LA is interested, let me know. But I think that would just add a whole new element in a home show with live models. It'd be super cool and fun. And plus, you could see how the clothing fits and what it looks like on. So I'm going to look into doing that.
Awesome. And folks, we should mention we're talking, of course, about MetalBabeMayhem.com. We have links. Allison has two major projects she does, MetalBabeMayhem.com being the first one that we're talking about now. And she sells all kinds of just really cool, I would say rock-based merch, you know, and clothing and fashion. But also, you have all kinds of cool stuff, like pins and jewelry, alchemy jewelry, and just all kinds of if you want to look cool, man, go to MetalBabeMayhem.com. That's all I'm saying. You know when you go to a concert or a club or something, and you'll see somebody, you know, with, you know, just a something really cool. Well, they probably got it at Metal Babe Mayhem because that is, it's all cool stuff, man. And you have licensed stuff. This isn't like cheapo stuff from Tijuana. You know, it's good quality. It's good quality. I know from knowing you so long, Allison, you don't put anything cheap out, you know. You research all this stuff and test it out and everything.
Well, you know, my number one rule is I only sell things that I would like and that I would buy. And I figure if I like it, other people will too. And so far that theory and philosophy has worked for me.
Nice. You have a cool website too. The Metal Babe Mayhem, there's you do a monthly playlist. I know we're playing some tracks tonight. This is just a very small sample. She does it every month. She puts these incredible playlists together. And you have articles and video and just all kinds of stuff from all over the place. If you're into rock music, well you know, get over there. MetalBabeMayhem.com. It's fantastic. And speaking of a fantastic band, our second track we're going to play tonight, one of my favorite bands, along with Allison, is Lit Soul. Tell us a little bit about this track, Allison.
So this is one of my top favorite Lit Soul songs ever. And I know every Lord Soul song. I've worked very closely with Robin Lord Soul for many years. And this is a song that they've been working on for a long time. I think about 3 years, and, you know, being close to the band, I kind of heard, you know, a little sneak peek here and there over the years. And I've been telling them, I told the, you know, drummer and the guitarist and Rob, this is a song. I love this song. You know, I even started writing lyrics for it one night because it was so fun. I loved it, just the groove and the song. When I Die. So Lord Soul has been working really hard despite the, you know, lockdowns and rules and regulations with Bill Metoyer to record their upcoming release. It's scheduled for around Rob's birthday, which is August 16th. Nothing set in stone, but they're hoping to release around that date. And this is one of the songs that they already have a video for that Yard Sale Films created for them. And let's go ahead and play it. It's called When I Die by Lord Soul.
Yet the pen is the page in agony, and the stars mesmerize insanity. Live this life like a burning candle, get it right into the next off the handle. And I'm here tonight, and the words all singing right, and the note tonight, when I die. Blood or wine, the peasants moan. One day of peace, how long can this go? Tonight the sheets will burn and glow. The slaves sit outside in the snow. They dream of fields and axes and bows. And I feel alive. And the words all singing it right. And the noise. Give him hell. Oscar Wilde in the grave ones for sale. Get them done, eat the pill, shoot the thrill. Big Pharma sent you in, it's a drill. And I feel alive. And the words all singing it right. And I know tonight when I die. We'll be right back.
And there we go, folks. Lit Soul, When I Die. Now, Allison, you were telling me something interesting about this track that we forgot to mention before we played it, right?
So, first of all, Jewel Steele, who a lot of people know, who was in the family rock band Stereo Love, she sings backing vocals on this. So all those beautiful female vocals you hear. And then to top it off,
really?
As we mentioned earlier on the St. Patrick's Day video, I said that, you know, Jessica was in the video with us along with Katie. Jessica's husband, Juan Cardenas, plays the flute on When I Die. And it just makes everything just come together so beautiful. So definitely wanted to give a shout out to Jewel and to Juan. And then also, as me and Jamie were talking about, too bad Jamie can't come that way, because Let's Jewel is playing July 3rd at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood with a Black Sabbath band, and it will probably be the first show that many of us see in months. And I'm super excited for some live rock and roll and to connect with Lit Soul and all of our friends again July 3rd. So anybody listening, make sure to come out to that. And then, to top it off, for our Orange County friends and anybody who wants to go out to Malone's, July 25th, Lit Soul is also playing House of Metal. It's Michael Cummings' birthday. And I, Metal Babe Mayhem, have been a longtime sponsor of the House of Metal. So July 25th is going to be a great show at Malone's. There will be a bunch of other bands to be announced. But right now, Lit Soul is playing both at July 3rd, Universal Bar and Grill, and July 25th at Malone's. So it's going to be a couple fun shows coming up for us.
Nice. Nice. See, what was it they said? Rock and roll never dies. There you go. There you go. It's
true.
It's a fact.
And also what you can't kill fact. Rock and roll. That's another big one.
That's right. That is very true. That is very true. And we need it. You know, the thing is, I'm telling you, I've said this many, I like all types of music and whatnot, but there is something, nothing matches a good rock show. There's an energy to it. You go, you know, I'll tell you this, any of the young bucks or whatever, you know, you got a nice gal with you, they enjoy going to rock shows too. You will be a superstar if you take them to a good show. It's a fact. It's a fact. I like a good rock show. It's nothing better. Nothing better.
I can't wait.
What was your first concert? I was thinking about this the other day.
And I did talk about this in my album video. And here's what's actually hilarious, and this is the first time I've really admitted this to the public, but you and many other people who have been paying attention have probably heard me say, you know, I started going to concerts at 11. When I looked at the concert ticket just when I made my album video, I was only 10. It was like 3 months before my birthday.
Wow.
So I literally started going to concerts at 10 when I went to the Bon Jovi Cinderella concert. So that was my first concert. I was only 10 years old, and, you know, that changed my life. I mean, I'd heard them on the radio. Everybody in school was talking about it. It was a big place to be, and I just never forget just the adrenaline and the experience and just the love and excitement of just live music. And, you know, and even Cinderella, you know, it's funny, I've, you know, talked to a few members of the band in later years, and, like, even though I went to Bon Jovi, technically Cinderella was my first concert. So they're always, you know, honored
right, they were
to
the
hear
old...
that. Mm-hmm, exactly.
You,
but, yeah,
you,
I mean, that
I...
was it. That just changed my life.
That first concert that you, and everybody has that. I mean, everybody's got that memory, you know, and there's nothing will compare to it. I saw Dokken opened up for Loverboy was mine. And, you know, it's like, oh, you went to saw Loverboy? You know, and they were all right. I liked them at the time. You know, it was the 80s. Dokken kicked ass. Nothing better, man.
And, you know,
night.
Actually,
Jamie,
I remember us talking about this because my second concert was Bon Jovi Skid Row, Cheers Later, and then my third concert was Don Dokken. But I went to see Trixie to open for Don Dokken, and that was a club show. And, still a big Trixie fan. You know, goes on the whole full circle thing. But, yeah, so Don Dokken was number three. They were your number – Dokken was your number one.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Mm-hmm. Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy, too. I remember seeing all kinds of, good shows. But, man, nothing was like that first time, It's everybody has them. It's sad now that, I'm glad things are opening up again and people can go to and have that experience, It's very easy to say, these kids, they'll get over it. They'll go see a show sometime, But, yeah, those are good times, man. Those are good times. Anyway, now we talked about MetalBabeMayhem.com and how cool that is. Now I'm going to tell you about something else that is cool, turned up to 10. One of Allison's other ventures, MBMMusicLLC.com. Now, Allison, kind of tell people what this is. This is all about, MBMMusicLLC.com.
Well, I decided because I was promoting bands and booking interviews and doing reviews and doing all this music stuff under the Metal Babe Mayhem name, which is technically, clothing line, that it made sense to separate things. So I think it's been about 2.5 years now. I connected with my current business partner, Chris Mulford, and we decided let's separate Metal Babe Mayhem. So right now, Metal Babe Mayhem is strictly clothing, jewelry, accessories, and the playlist still does fall under there, but everything else as far as music promotions, interviews, reviews goes under MBM Music. So it's not only for bands,
nice,
which is a really important thing to know. I mean, if you own a comic
vendors
store,
as well,
a record store, a music store, anybody who needs additional online exposure, we can do that. So it's basically a subscription service. We keep our numbers limited. We're a very small crew. I have a business partner. I have 2 assistants who are amazing. But, we haven't brought anybody on, in quite some time. Actually, the next artist that I would like to play is Nikki Uwazo and The Bad Whiskey. I would like to say that they were the last band that we brought on. And they were brought to us by Susie Wilson, who is a current client. So, I'm very picky on who I bring on and want to make sure, it's a win-win for everybody and a mutual beneficial relationship. And also, I want to have the manpower. So it's not just that, you give me some money, I'm going to take you on kind of thing. So we're very limited. I think we're under 12 bands at this point, and I'm happy with that. If somebody comes shining through, I'm always open to, listen, give an ear out, but that's basically it.
Absolutely.
And at this point, I'd like to go ahead and play Nikki Uwazo. So He is our newest addition. He worked really hard to put together this video and song for the Lockdown Rock that we mentioned earlier. We have a song from him called Lover's Song, which I would like to go ahead and play.
Here it is, everybody. Check it out.
I missed the day. I know it's the second time around, and oh, I appreciate the wait. You know I'm stuck in LA, just waiting to get on a plane, and I'm hoping to be back by the 8th. Oh, but you know, I still got a little while. Yeah, this blues man has still got some miles. Oh, so I wrote you this song for the broken heart that we can both dance to underneath. It's a lover's song about the bones of us that we can listen to when we're miles apart. It's a lover's song. Feeling left out, and if I had it my way, I'd make the world a little smaller. The time will run away and same with the days, and I know we're getting closer. Oh, but you know, I still got a little while. Yeah, this blues man has still got some miles. Oh, so I wrote you this song for the broken heart that we can both dance to.
Nick Wazzo and the Bad Whiskey, Lover's Song. What a track. Allison, I like that track a lot. Nikki, I'm sorry, I'm saying Nick. What am I saying? Nikki Wazzo and the Bad Whiskey. Fantastic band, fantastic band. We had them on the show through Allison. Allison.
Yeah, and that's a brand new song that we didn't play when he was on the show, so that's why I wanted to showcase that song here tonight.
Nice, nice. Now, you have something we were talking off mic that we definitely want to mention. This is a cool project that, well, you tell us about it, Allison.
many of you know, and I know you know this, Jamie, I have worked now with Brooke Lewis for several years. She is my super amazing, beautiful, and talented clothing partner. We've put out several clothing lines together, including the Rock Your Hot Mess, and then we created a Rock Your Hot Mess bridal line. So Brooke got married last year, June 1st, which is like, it was one of the most amazing weddings ever. And
nice.
We were talking just this last, you know, June 1st, we're talking, and, you know, all the craziness going on, and we both personally knew people who had their weddings postponed because of the COVID, and they couldn't travel, and they couldn't do their weddings. And so Brooke and I decided that we wanted to put together this giveaway. And I hope anybody listening, can you please think about if you know anybody who had their wedding postponed because of the COVID, or if you personally, please contact us because we have this amazing contest. It's full of love, and all we want to do is give back to the brides who are heartbroken, who couldn't get married when they wanted to. And we're giving away a bridal Rock Your Hot Mess, super cute, long sleeve, white, comfy shirt. We're giving away three of them. So all you need to do is go to Facebook and type in Metal Babe Mayhem, and at the very top, you'll see the contest. So if you see that, then I hope I'm not getting attacked by a dog right now. Okay. Side note, dog just ran over to me. He looked cute. Okay, so if you go to the Facebook.com, that'll be Mayhem, at the very top, you will see the place to enter. So if you or anybody you know had to postpone your wedding, please put your name there. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to choose three winners. So I'd love to have you guys in there.
Absolutely. What a cool thing. What a cool, cool thing. Also, I did not know, you have an Etsy shop as well?
I do. It's kind of a newer thing. Yeah, I think it's Etsy, and then you have to put /shop/ Metal Babe Mayhem. I'm pretty sure it is the exact link. But basically, every single design I've ever made, and there's like probably 40 plus of them, is on Etsy. And every size, from extra small to triple X, and every color, there's like hundreds of options. So for those who want to go to the Etsy store, you can find a lot more than you can find on Metal Babe Mayhem. Because basically, Metal Babe Mayhem is what I have in my house. And those of you who see my home videos, my house isn't big. So if you want to get different, you know, size options and styles, you can always go to Etsy. The downside is, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get a personal note from me and a little gift and the whole, you know, cute package I like to provide my customers. But it's still a way to, you know, get that Jack Daniel's shirt everybody wants because I don't have any in stock. If you want that Jack Daniel's shirt or, you know, just some different size variations, if you go to the Metal Babe Mayhem store, you can find a lot of options that are not on MetalBabeMayhem.com.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, that's fantastic, man. Now, the last track we're going to play tonight is a fantastic band, The Hard Way. But there's a bundle going on with this. Tell us about that, Allison.
So Eric and I are long-time friends, and we collaborated just a couple weeks ago because, you know, we were both trying to help each other out, and we thought it might be a good idea just to kind of get something together. So what we decided, since he's got a brand new CD out called Police and Brutality. We've got new masks, you know, with the current situation. We've got T-shirts. We decided to collaborate. So we took three of his products and three of mine. They're all about $15, $20 a piece and are available individually if you do want anything. But if you want to do the bundle for $100, you can save a ton of money and you can get those three items from the hard way. And you can also get Metal Babe Mayhem necklaces with AC/DC, Judas Priest, and Metallica. And they're all super cool, officially licensed. So if you go to Metal Babe Mayhem's website, you can find that bundle for $100. And then I also thought this would be a great time to play the Hard Way song. You know, again, the craziness in the world. We thought Police Brutality would be a great song to end the night with. So we're going to go ahead and play that one by the Hard Way. Let's do it.
Here it is, everybody. The Hard Way, Police Brutality, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantastic.
Now, all these tracks are out that we've played tonight, right, Allison? People can pick these up.
Exactly, yes. I think When I Die is not out until the album is out, but everything else is out at this point.
Nice, nice. Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you've got the itch to scratch and you want to hear some kick-ass rock music every month on, I guess it's over on MBM Music LLC, right, is the playlist, you were saying?
I put it on both.
Or is that
honestly,
on Metal Babe Mayhem?
On,
oh, you put it on both.
It goes on both. Mm-hmm, yes, either way is a safe bet. But, yeah. Our sponsors are now C4C Radio, Indie Scene Radio, and Dead Sea Music. So we've got three sponsors who contribute songs to us monthly. And then C4C Radio, the last several months, they rebroadcast two weeks from the initial release. And when they rebroadcast, they get a great worldwide listening. So it's an amazing thing.
Nice.
So anybody who wants to be on the playlist, the best thing to do is go to metalbabemam.com, go to contact, and then it says submit a song. And you know, I get songs submitted every day. And as Jamie said, once a month, you know, I go through and I pick about 20 of them to put up and then collaborate those with my sponsors. And we come up with a great playlist for the month.
Nice, nice. Yeah, she just doesn't do it willy-nilly, everybody. There's a lot of work that goes. I'll tell you something just a little bit behind the scenes. Everything Allison does, there's some work involved and thought goes into it. And, you know, it pays off. You can definitely tell. You can definitely tell. Very, very cool. Well, Allison, I know we're up against the time and whatnot. Was there anything else we needed to mention that we might have forgotten tonight?
No, I don't think so. I just want to give a big thank you. And yes, as you're about to say, give a big thank you to everybody listening. A big thank you to Jamie for always being such a great friend and supporter.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Shout out to the links, metalbabemam.com, mbmmusicllc.com. So thanks again, everybody, for
nice.
Being part of it. I appreciate you all, and I wouldn't be here without you.
Very cool. Well, enjoy your evening, and best to Grant. Thank him again for being on the show last night. Him and Tom were awesome. Man, Cooter Brown, though, the whole band, all of the guys are just so good at what they do. That was really cool talking to them last night. And it's always cool talking to Allison. Allison's, you know, the queen of rock and roll. I'm telling you, she's fantastic, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we tell
check her, her website out. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get the ball
about?
Rolling on that. Yeah, absolutely.
So as you all
you
know,
tell
Jamie
you
and I
to?
Have been, I'll start and you finish. So Jamie and I have been working together for many years. I've been getting on the show every 3 months or so, and we decided to mix it up. So around my birthday in September, Jamie and I are going to do a special mix-up. Jamie, tell them what we talked about.
Yeah, it's going to be, how did we phrase it? It was up close and personal. And the cool thing about this, no, hold on. Everybody's like, oh, isn't that your normal? No, it's not. Normally, we, you know, we talk about the websites and different bands and whatnot. We're going to have the bands and whatnot play some tracks, but we're going to give you, the listeners, a chance to get involved and submit questions and different things that you might be interested in. And, you know, kind of look behind the curtain a little bit with Allison. And I think this is going to be a fun show. I'm very, very excited about it, Allison. Very excited.
I am
we'll,
too.
We'll get everything together for it.
Exactly. So we'll get it together, and we would like you guys to ask me questions, and I will be happy to answer. It'll be a fun new experience for us all.
Absolutely. And we'll have ways to submit those questions. We'll put them up on the websites and whatnot where you can submit them and social media and all this and that. And then we'll get down. We'll dive deep into Allison Metal Babe Cohen. I think that's a fascinating journey. I might throw one or two questions
it.
In there just
please,
to mess her up.
I hope you do. I hope that you do.
No,
you know, like, you always
doubt.
Have good questions anyways. I remember your mime question you were afraid to ask me. I'm like, I don't know, I'll talk about that. But you always have good questions. But yeah, let's do it. See you from Jamie and hopefully
that's
several right. from our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. It's, man, I had fun tonight. It goes by so quick whenever Allison's on. And Allison, you guys have safe travels and what you do and whatnot. And, you know, you had mentioned, I thought you were just going up there, but you're going all over. You're the whole grand tour. I probably maybe not should be saying that on the air, but be safe, you know, in your journey.
We will.
And Grant.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Tomorrow, we have a show tomorrow on our Friday, which will be a film folk that will be on. We have two amazing directors. They just did this fantastic documentary about it's LGBTQ plus, about two trans kids who grew up together. And we have a male trans and a female trans, and they are their story and whatnot. That's what the documentary is about. So, very, very cool. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, if you missed the live show, you can always catch the podcast. Speaking of podcasts, this is episode 993. That's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. This will be converted to a podcast. So when we add the commercials and such in. And it's available any time afterwards. So that'll be posted in about an hour. And we'll be pushing that on all the social media links, all the podcasting links, all those platforms. So stay tuned for that. If you are listening to the show on one of those, including like Apple Podcasts and whatnot, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page, and it makes my life a lot easier when talking to our advertisers. So I appreciate that. Cool. We will see you next time, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.